that sound? It's ROG.
Duh. We ready. Let's get this ball rolling. I'm about to take Killer's prefix. Murder him tonight.
All right. Hello and welcome to yet another exciting time here with Shot and Wings on ROG Music Africa. My name is Ayade and I'm taking over from Muti Cakes. Because, you know, I'm prettier than him, you
that's
know?
That's right. I see that.
I thought you'd say that.
I see that.
On my left is the legendary. He's been in the game for years.
Legendary killer.
DJ Big N.
Wow. I thought that was for somebody else.
No, that's for you.
I'm humble, man. I'm not about the legendary.
You are a legend. You've been in the game
We're getting there.
That's awesome. And on my right is a producer who started very young.
Yeah.
And you've been creating hit after hit. Mm-hmm. Producer Killer Tunes, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good. So I have two heavyweight champions. And I guess we're ready to roll.
We're ready.
Okay, so the catch of the game is very simple. Try to keep up, okay? I have 20 topics here. And you select at random, whatever number you want. I'll call out the topic. And you have to give me relatives to the topic, okay? So it's very simple.
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, so let's pay homage to legend.
Let's go with 13. That's my lucky number.
Club 57.
Ikoyi.
EFCC.
Popping.
Right.
Scammers.
We own the night.
Yahoo Boys.
Nah, that's wrong. You say Yahoo, the FCC scammers. What are scammers?
Oh, no. Two. Yes, two. Yahoo Boys.
Babes.
Champagne.
Music.
DJs.
Upstairs.
Youths.
Backers.
Songs.
Deck.
Songs. Like really?
Why am I gonna take the shot, bro?
Like you have to.
Nightlife.
Bouncers.
Take a shot.
Told
yeah.
you. That's K from Killer. Remain it
illa. All right. So, Killer, since you pick a number, Mark.
Mm-hmm. 1 to
19 now.
5.
All right. Things that fly. Animals, things, anything that flies. You start.
Planes.
Birds.
Choppers.
Private jets.
Spaceships.
Witches and wizards.
Nice, okay.
Edo people.
Okay. Yeah, they do fly.
Is that right? Edo people.
Well, let's just put it like that.
Drones.
Okay.
Told you. Somebody's gonna. I'm gonna keep those because I know all those wings are mine. Don't worry about that, bro. I'm gonna keep that and you know, go up in a chop it at once.
Okay, so if you lose again,
let's go with number six.
Yeah, number six, okay. For Brisky.
Gay.
No way. Come on. You know what? I'm going to help you on this one. Just this time. O'Shea Baddest.
Really?
Makeup.
Costumes or cosmetics.
Dress.
Stupidity.
Bad English.
How? Oh, we just killed him. Okay. Oh, okay.
It's not 30 minutes now. Bleaching cream.
What is it?
Bleaching cream. That's right.
Fake hair.
Snapchat.
Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram.
Nina.
Cash. Nina. Big Brother Africa.
What's the name of that? Is Gates Man. Jacob.
Tunde Ednaut.
MC Galazi.
Tony Lawan.
Damn, it's killing it.
Three down. Come on, then, killer. You guys are gonna get him.
It's a row, man. That was a knockdown. Like, you gotta. You already won. Yeah.
Oh, that was quick. Can we do this again?
Yeah.
You sure? You should have told me now. I've allowed one round now.
You're a champion, yeah.
Wow.
Big, big,
Wow, that was quick.
Real fast. Okay, look, before you guys go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before you guys go, one question that's been sticking in my head. Now, I know that you guys do this for the love of music, right? That's why you're DJing.
Definitely.
But what's the weirdest quirk about your job? Weirdest thing you love about your job? About what you do? That doesn't have to do with the love of music.
I mean, to be honest with you, I started DJing about 13, 14 years ago. When I started DJing, it wasn't so much... I've always loved music, you know, but when I started DJing, when I moved to London, right, I went to... I was in Coventry University, so I went to a house party and I had this old friend called Kennedy, right? And Kennedy is really short and fat and stout, right? And he had four girls on his lap. Why? Because he was DJing. And I was like, I'm a beer DJ. Bro, and that was the end. That's how I started DJing. Everybody knows the story.
Whoa.
That's how I started
that
DJing.
That is motivation.
Then obviously, along the line, learning, you know, the music, different genres, culture, stuff. But ultimately, that was all I wanted to do. I wanted to get the four girls on my lap. It didn't take 2 months. Yeah. They were there. Yeah, and then, I mean, after that, what else? So, you, obviously, but that's how I started, though.
Awesome. What about you?
I guess I'm just doing it for the listeners, everybody that's listening, because I'm this guy nobody wanted to listen to. Like, I always hit everyone up, like, yo, I do this, and now the whole world is listening. I get calls from everywhere, and that's super cool. Like, I do it for that. If it's for that, I do it for that.
Awesome. That's pretty cool. I really like that. Now, you know what, as creatives, sometimes you get this block.
Definitely.
You don't know how to... What do you do? What's your own remedy, Killer Change?
I say I love hotels. I'll just go to an hotel without my laptop. I watch movies. I go on Netflix. I watch everything. Yo, when I come back, I'm this guy. I don't like mingling with too much people, because when you're even trying to get yourself, some people just have this negativity. Like... You just have to go all by yourself somewhere and hide. And when I come back, man, it's fire.
Nice. Did you begin?
Fortunately, we don't have that kind of luxury, because, you know, as producers, you can actually start a beat and come back to it. But if you're on a deck in front of the live crowd, you can't really stop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the time, it's happened a couple of times for me. But, you know, my ultimate goal is, before I get on any stage, if my goal is to make people dance, you know, like, it might not be everybody that's going to dance, but, you know, create an ambience, right? And make sure that your music that you're playing actually sits down with the right people. Some people come there not to dance. Some people come there to look at their phone, you know? But when you get that block, sometimes you have that block from those kind of negative people. You know, just take a shot of nice sky vodka, you know? You'll be good, you know? Take a shot, you know, relax, do a woosah. While the other song is playing, you know, your jam, like, what else? How would I kill this club today? How would I kill these people? It always comes back, you know. Uh-huh. And if it doesn't come back, it's one day, just one bad day. You're not going to die because of one bad
day. Yeah, I like
day.
That. You know, just take it in and then come in.
Yeah.
Awesome. Last question for you guys. If you weren't in music, if you weren't doing what you're doing right now, what would you be? What do you think you'd be?
I don't know. I would maybe be a youth copper somewhere, living a very, very boring life.
For me, I already started working in an oil and gas company before I started being a DJ. So after my first degree, my psychology.
Yeah.
I was in my parents, but the parents I had, my family structure is such that you had to be in that line, you know. My sister, she's a manager in an oil and gas company. Mm-hmm. My older sister, investment banker. My older brother, into procurement. So I couldn't really escape that, you know. So I'd already started the 9-to-5, you know. And I always used to realize that I still used to go out and come to work around, like, I'll go to club around that kind, 10 in the night, come back around 4:30. And because of the oil and gas company I used to work with, I'm not giving them free promo. The oil and gas company I used to work with, they had, like, showers and stuff. I always used to shower, office, sleep from, like, 8 to 10. I was always getting into trouble. So that's not really what I wanted to do. But if I wasn't a DJ, I'd have been there still. Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. This was awesome. It was lovely having you on Shorts and Wings. You should come back again and redeem yourself. Come on, maybe just start off with someone else and then walk up. And then when you've got it to that level, I'll get DJ Big N to come back again. Awesome. It was awesome, guys. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
All right.
It's all right.
Are you looking for the new wave?
This is ROG Radio Africa. Duh.